This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, I am so excited about the show. On a Thursday, we are going to have a good, good time. We're going to discuss tribalism, how the communist thinks about access to things, how he treats it when he becomes a gatekeeper. This will explain a lot of what you're seeing around here. Democrats continue to double down on insane policies that are unpopular. We will talk about why. Trump is floating the idea of a new Republican National Convention. A couple medical workers got arrested for interfering with ICE. All that, I have emails of people wanting a dictator, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to talk to you for a second about a completely fake scenario that I've made up. But just stay with me, all right? I want you to imagine you have children. You have a spouse. You have children, okay? Maybe you do, maybe you don't, but I just want you to put that picture in your head. Let's say you're 25, spouse, two kids, and you find out that there's a program, if you will, a school you can go to. And if you pay, and if you get into this school, and if you graduate from this school, you will get a certificate. But this is not just any certificate, you see. This certificate will give you 25% more income than people who don't have the certificate. You're in kind of a crappy part of town, rough apartment complex. Vehicle's been broken into several times. You can't leave valuables in there anymore. You'd like to move into that beautiful gated community. Wow, they have a pool. That's only for people who have the certificate. If you have a certificate, they will allow you to move in there. I want you to think about your children. Your children, right now, they have to go to a pretty rough school. Class size is big. Come home with bumps and bruises, stories of abuse. There was a stabbing last week, and there is a huge, beautiful new school right next to that gated neighborhood. But you guessed it. That's only for people whose parents have the certificate. If you want your child in there, every child gets a laptop. If you want them in that school, beautiful and safe, you need your certificate. And if you get that certificate, occasionally, you won't always know when and where, but occasionally, you'll go get the mail. There'll just be an envelope full of $100 bills in there waiting for you. Is that a thing you would want, that certificate? Well, that completely ridiculous analogy I just gave you is how communist countries operate. And as I walk through this really briefly here, it will explain so many of the different headlines and things I'm about to lay out for you here as it pertains to some of the insanity you see in the country and why people do and say the things they do. What I described to you about that certificate, you understand that that's how communist China runs today? If you want a good, safe government job, better have your certificate, meaning be a member of the Communist Party. Did you know that members of the Chinese Communist Party make 25% more than other people? You want access to better schools, better neighborhoods, better this, better that. You better be a member of the Communist Party. And what happens is, that helps grow the Communist Party, and every member isn't necessarily a true believer. They're oftentimes just people who will pretend to be true believers and operate like true believers, but they just want access to the finer things in life, and the only way to do that is to get your certificate. For instance, the tranny stuff's been in the news, so let's go there, and then we'll move on to other things, because we're going to go a bunch of different places with this. The tranny stuff's been in the news. Thankfully, the right has finally grown some guts, and we're calling insanity insanity again. We can stop pretending that this is a thing where you can just lop off body parts and change the sex God made you with. Thankfully, that's gone more mainstream. This was Jake Tapper last night on CNN.
Another piece of the puzzle as to who the shooter was. The Minneapolis Star Tribune says, according to court records, because there's been some confusion about what the shooter's name was.
Yes.
That Robin Westman's mother applied to change her child's name in 2019. It was, at one point, Robert Paul Westman.
Correct.
But since she identifies as a female and wants her name to reflect that identification, was underage, it's now Robin.
Her. She. Why would you say that when it's not true? It's a boy. Why would you say that? Does Jake Tapper actually believe that? I truly doubt it. Does Jake Tapper think that that is popular? That the audience will hear him say that and say, yeah, you're right, it's a she. Of course, he's not dumb. He doesn't think that at all. And in fact, the backlash for 24 hours for him has been brutal. So why say it? Well, do you like making $5 million a year? Maybe 10? Don't know his salary, but I promise you it's in that range. I guarantee Jake Tapper does. If you would like to continue hosting a national show on CNN, making millions of dollars vacationing on private jets to Greece, then you got to say it. Say it now. It's a she, right? It's her. We'll change. Not the whole subject, but a little bit of it. USDA ends Biden-era program favoring farmers based on race and gender. Do you remember that the Biden administration, they took over, and one of the first things they did, not even specifically about farmers, one of the first things they did, this was the era of the PPP loans, where you could just take a forgivable loan out from the government, courtesy of the American taxpayer. You know, one of the very first things the Biden administration did is said, not for white people, back of the line. If you're white, you're last. Get to the back of the line. One of the most nakedly racist things ever done by the American president, and frankly, that includes Jefferson Davis. Hey, Whitey, get to the back of the line. Why? Well, they've identified who are their friends, who are their enemies, most likely, of course. And for my friends, everything. For my enemies, the law. That's a very old quote. But it's exactly how communists view everything. If you are likely to be a Democrat supporter, a Democrat voter, you're going to get the cream of the crop, baby. Get in line first for your PPP loan. Come on. Come on over. Come on in. Whitey, get lost. You probably voted for Trump. Let's do another one. Chicago mayor, that would be Brandon Johnson. BJ. Chicago mayor appoints anti-police activist as strategy director. Why is every part of our government so full of freaks? State, local, federal. Remember that turbo freak loser? What was his name? Sam Brinton, who was dressing up in women's clothes and stealing people's luggage, that was given a critical national security position inside Biden's White House? How in the world could you allow that freak into the White House? How could you allow a freak like that? Well, he's a member of the party. He's a member of the party. He gets those juicy jobs. You don't. What about this loser? Remember that guy when monkeypox came out and they were trying to rev up another scare and it quickly turned out it was a gay disease? It was a disease you got from doing a lot of very unsafe kind of gross things. And then they started calling it M-pox instead and still trying to gin up the outrage. And they grabbed some gay dude who had a devil-worshipping thing tattooed on his body, pictures of him in leather chaps, and they made him the face of it. I don't even know how to say his name. Dimitri, whatever his stupid name is. Yeah, He's gone now.
One of those individuals wrote in his departure statement that he identifies pregnant women as pregnant people. So that's not someone who we want in this administration anyway. So if people are not aligned with the president's vision and the secretary's vision to make our country healthy again, then we will gladly show them the door.
How could somebody like that ever get to a prestigious position with the CDC? Somebody who says he, him, her, all that. How could he get to that position? Well, he's a member of the party. He signed up to be a loyal member of the system. Therefore, he gets prestigious positions. We'll continue on this in a moment. Before we continue on this, take advantage of Gold Co. when they run specials, and they do it a lot. Gold Co.'s running specials all the time, and one of the ones they do is bonus silver. I'm not talking about, you know, a bunch of strings and stuff like that. You get a hold of Gold Co. Depending on your situation, they're going to get gold or silver in your retirement, and you might qualify for free silver. Pounce on things like that. This is not some scam company. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. When Gold Co. says it, they mean it. They will protect your retirement from getting wiped out. They'll get physical gold in your hand, at least some of it. Let them help you. They helped me. JesseLikesGold.com or 855-817-GOLD. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. I need to remind you that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You know what a good time we always have on that day. But you need to email in your questions right now. All 3 hours belong to you. Ask me anything. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We will have a good time as we always do. Back to what we were discussing. So much of the insanity you see now, so much of the reason we have scumbags and idiots in charge in various forms all across this country, government sector, private sector, is because communists believe in hiring and patronizing other communist businesses and communist people. They are a loyal tribe to each other, and they will exclude anyone who is not a party member. You want to hear a jaw dropper? This is a teacher in Michigan.
We had to take a test to rate our level of whiteness because our African-American, our black kids were struggling. So we had to take a look at ourselves and do a test of what our measure of whiteness was. And then based on our numerical data from that level of whiteness, we had to stand in a circle. And I am a woman of integrity. So I took my number and I stood and I went, wait a minute, I teach remedial math classes. It just was so difficult to be standing in this circle to rate my level of whiteness because my discipline referrals in my lower level math classes, I had a higher percentage of African-American black kids. So I was being measured on that.
You get the idea. It's for loyal members of the party. What are you doing? How could you give a black kid detention? Are you not a loyal communist? You know, you're failing your loyalty test right now. Looks like you're going to have to be fired. Headline: Syllabus data reveals the rise of leftist authors in college and a decline of classical authors. This is from Campus Reform. Remember we talked about the different literary societies and where all the scholarship money, where all the publishing is going? Loyal members to the party. This is what we are up against. Not just a bunch of freaks, not just a bunch of evil people, but evil people who work exclusively with each other, and they believe in that, and they believe in purging all who are not party members. I have discussed it before as a system membership card. The system. All the evil entities who work together, the evil institutions. You must constantly prove you are a loyal party member, a member in good standing, in order to continue to have access to the things you want to have access to. You want to keep your teaching job? Better stop giving detention to black kids. You want to keep your $5 million a year job at CNN? Better call that tranny a she. It's a she. It's a her, right? You better say it. Say it. I want to hear you say it. Over and over and over again, we see it. And this is why I have discussed how and why these people have killed and will continue to kill everything they touch, and why you have to ensure they are never granted access to your church, your school, your business, your government institutions. Wherever they land, they will bring that poison into it and they will kill it. Sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, they will kill it. Look, I'm not going to belabor the point because who cares about Cracker Barrel anymore, but I'll bring it up again. This iconic American company that was an old country store, that was its appeal. Come on in, sit on a rocking chair, buy some pancake mix that looks like it was from the old West, sit down, have some biscuits and some eggs and some grits, and call it a morning. Gave people a feeling of down-home Americana, but what happened? Communists slowly but surely started slithering their way through the corporate boardroom. Soon, Cracker Barrel's sponsoring tranny crap drag parades. They have a big LGBTQ splash page, and they remade the logo to get rid of the old white guy. That's what they do everywhere. We have to acknowledge it, and we have to learn to cut them out. And I'll stress this again. If you allow these people into your organization, maybe you're a school administrator listening to me, that teacher with the Black Lives Matter flag teaching third grade, oh, she's going to destroy more than just third grade. You better get her out. You employers, that angry, bitter feminist you just brought in for HR, because that's where they always go, HR. Maybe you're dismissive of it. I'm the boss. I'm not worried about it. Oh, you have no idea the tumor you just brought into your company. You better cut it out and get it out quickly. Wherever they are, they bring their religion with them. They don't know how to set it aside any more than a born-again Christian can set aside Jesus. They bring it with them. They are there to push it forward, and they will kill wherever you allow them into. Look at what they did to medical schools. How many doctors and medical associations now will stand up and with their doctor's coats on and say a man can become a woman? Ridiculous. All right, let's do some emails, actually. Move on, do some other things before we do those. Oh, well, here's one. Bronco. Congrats on the new kimono. He's talking about my robe. No big deal. If you decide to wear it to the gas station, you might want to strap on a samurai sword, because with those tiny hands, you might be mistaken for the world's tallest geisha. You know what? That's not very nice. And in fact, I have that umbrella, remember, that looks like a samurai sword. I brought it in with me to the studio today because it's raining here. Guy says, I signed my son and wife up for Pure Talk yesterday. The customer service was excellent, and the gentleman who assisted me made sure I was able to take advantage of any and all discounts, because I said the Jesse Kelly Show when I heard about them. Please let the bar eat. His name is Chris. And yeah, they're wonderful like that on the phone. When you switch to Pure Talk, they know it can be a pain, so they want to make it fast. Hey, let's save you some money. What do you qualify for? What did you... And they speak English because they're Americans. Let's patronize businesses who hire Americans. Pure Talk does. And they have been doing so for a while. They're not doing it now because it's a fad. You do not need Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Switch to the patriotic cell phone company and save money. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show, on air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Dear Bronco, the subject of this one is it time for a right-wing dictator? Is it time for the right-wing dictator you talked about the other day? I can't help but think about what the left has done to this country. The school shooting is a prime example of their savagery. Then he goes on to list a bunch of stuff. If we ever had a Franco or Pinochet type on the ballot, you best believe I'm voting for him. I draw the line with murdering children. It's a matter of time before the others do too. I've just had enough, says his name is Mike. Okay. Let's talk. There is going to be something that you and I, we are going to go through in the coming years, and we are going to have to work very, very hard to not give in to temptation. Okay? Very, very hard, because I am going to be tempted, and I promise you are going to be tempted. And here is the temptation. As we see the demons on the left get worse and worse and worse, more crazy, more violent, more crazy, more violent. And as we see the carnage they leave behind, whether it's an illegal killing a whole family on a highway or a rape or a murder or whatever, the real carnage, real people harmed, we are going to be filled with righteous anger. I'm not saying your anger is wrong. It is not wrong at all. I want this to stop. Someone make this stop. You better make that stop. Someone stop it. I'm going to go through the exact, and am. I'm going through the same thing you're going through right now, the exact same thing. As we are filled with our righteous anger, we are going to be tempted at the thought of a dictator. It is going to be tempting. I read all your emails. Many are already there. Maybe you are already there. Jesse, I don't care. I've had enough. Give me Franco, right? I don't care. I want a king to strike down all these filthy communists. I want a king. Don't give in to temptation. We can and should push to be much, much harder on the communists. Throw them in prison when they break the law. We should, through a variety of means, work to purge them from various institutions and companies. There's no question we need to be aggressive with them, aggressively getting them out of wherever they are. We should get to the root cause of why so many succumb to communism. Really, it's a lack of gratitude, a lack of happiness, a lack of that. That's what so much of it comes back to. We should be very anti-communist and aggressively anti-communist. But, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to play you something. I want you to listen to this. This was an Aaron Cohen on Fox News. He, I believe he's former Israeli special forces, something like that. This is Aaron Cohen on Fox News. Now, I want you to listen to this and just be honest with yourself. You don't have to tell me. How does this make you feel?
I am now about to launch Gideon, America's first ever AI threat detection platform built specifically for law enforcement. It scrapes the internet 24/7 using an Israeli-grade ontology to pull specific threat language and then routes it to local law enforcement. It's a 24/7 detective. It never sleeps, and it's going to get us in front of these attacks.
Would it have picked up on this, do you think?
100%. I wish my program would already be up. We're not launching until next week. This is America's early warning system.
How's that make you feel? Look, we're fresh off of something terrible that happened yesterday, the shooting. Emotions are still raw. You're still sad. I'm still sad. You're still angry. I'm still angry. How does that make you feel? I'll play it again. What do you think about this? If you could right now, if the decision was in your hands and this thing does everything this guy says it does, you get to make the call. Are you flipping that switch on or flip it at all?
I am now about to launch Gideon, America's first ever AI threat detection platform built specifically for law enforcement. It scrapes the internet 24/7 using an Israeli-grade ontology to pull specific threat language and then routes it to local law enforcement. It's a 24/7 detective. It never sleeps, and it's going to get us in front of these attacks.
Would it have picked up on this, do you think?
100%. I wish my program would already be up. We're not launching until next week. This is America's early warning system.
We're deploying a system. I'm not saying we're doing this, by the way. I haven't got confirmation on that, but let's just say we were. We're going to deploy a system that scans all your social media posts, everything you put on Facebook, anywhere else. It scans it 24 hours a day. And if it detects threats, it's going to route it to local law enforcement so they can come knock on your door. You on board with that? Do I need to remind you the kind of people we're dealing with here, especially when it comes to the tech industry, government programs? Remember this little tidbit I've played for you many times before? This big tech guy, Mark Andreessen, talking about what the Biden administration wanted him, said they were about to do with AI, artificial intelligence.
The meetings were absolutely horrifying, and we came out basically deciding we had to endorse Trump.
What did you hear in those meetings?
AI is a technology basically that the government is going to completely control. This is not going to be a startup thing. They actually said flat out to us, don't do AI startups. Like, don't fund AI startups. It's not something that we're going to allow to happen. They're not going to be allowed to exist. There's no point. They basically said AI is going to be a game of two or three big companies working closely with the government, and we're going to basically wrap them in a, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but we're going to basically wrap them in a government cocoon. We're going to protect them from competition. We're going to control them, and we're going to dictate what they do. And then I said, I don't understand how you're going to lock this down so much, because like the math for, you know, AI is like out there and it's being taught everywhere. And, you know, they literally said, well, you know, during the Cold War, we classified entire areas of physics and took them out of the research community, and like entire branches of physics basically went dark and didn't proceed. And that if we decide we need to, we're going to do the same thing to the math underneath AI.
Wow.
And I said, I've just learned two very important things, because I wasn't aware of the former, and I wasn't aware that you were, you know, even conceiving of doing it to the latter.
Do you want the government deploying a 24/7 internet cop to figure out if you're one of those dangerous types? Do you believe that the Trump administration will be the only ones who ever hold the keys to power like that? What do you think? I'll tell you what, let's walk down memory lane here just for a minute. Remember COVID? Remember the COVID restrictions? The masks, don't open your restaurant. You remember all these things. We talked about this the other day. How many cops refused to enforce those things? Now imagine your local police department getting orders from the federal government that you posted some anti-government meme up on your Instagram. Hey, we found out about Bob. Ooh, he looks like he doesn't like the ATF. This guy looks like a potential shooter to me. Let's get the cops down there. It's very, very tempting in the face of all this evil to cry out for an earthly king. It is the most tempting thing in the world. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think I'll be able to talk people out of it. I've told you before, I see it as inevitable. It always ends up that way. The communist animals can't control themselves. The people eventually find a strong man to go smite them. I want to be free. We should resist temptation. All right? All right. Let's do some lighter stuff, shall we? I don't want to be heavy. Although, if it is heavy, I can lift it.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Honestly, with my male vitality stack from chalk flowing through my veins, I bet I can lift 11 boxes. Maybe 12 boxes. Maybe 13. I've only been taking a male vitality stack for 3 years. I have testosterone dripping out of my pores. Who knows how many boxes I could lift? Do you want to lift a lot of boxes? Do you want to feel good? I'll tell you what. ladies, I want you to listen to this, because I talk about testosterone a lot. Listen to this. Jesse, I just received my third chalk delivery. I'm a 36-year-old female, and I ordered a female vitality stack. I think it officially kicked in last week. I feel like a ping pong ball, kind of jittery, but in a good, energetic way. So much so, after 15 years, I started up my old Insanity DVDs from Beachbody. Remember those commercials? Thank you for the recommendation. It's from Rachel. Want to pull out your old DVDs and do them like you're 20 years old again? C-H-O-Q, chalk.com/Jesse. You're about to feel so good. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. Reminding you, you can email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Now let's clear out some of this room before we talk about Democrats doubling down on all the insanity, some of the reasons around that. Before we get to any of that, let's get on. Dear soon-to-be shower brusher, we were talking yesterday about brushing your teeth in the shower, and I don't see a downside to it. Jewish producer Chris was mad. He was talking about dirty. The shower's like the cleanest place, Chris. That's where you get clean. What? I'm not going to end up with soap in my mouth. I'm not going to do it all at once, Chris. Anyway, I too am a shower brusher, and I assure you it's by far the most efficient means of getting clean. In fact, I shave in the shower as well. The rinse is all right there. Afterwards, I cleaned everything with tile spray. I think I'm going to start doing a lot more in the shower. Who doesn't like the shower? The phones are all waterproof now. So you can bring your phone in there if you're listening to a podcast, maybe watching the game. You turn it on your phone. You just go in there and hunker down for a while. I'm a little concerned about the water bill, per se, but I'm going to get a seat. What, Chris? Don't you think that's a good idea? Get a little stool? And just, I think there might be some pushback from Ob if she catches me. What, Chris? What? I'm not going to double the water bill. I'm usually a 5-minute shower guy, maybe. Ob marvels at how fast I can just get in there and get clean. That's it. 5-minute shower. I'm not in there hanging out. I think I'm going to change my whole outlook on life. I might be 20-minute shower guy now. I can do that. And then throw my robe on. What, Chris? Jealous. Bronco, I've tried several things wrapped in bacon. Can't figure out what all the fuss is about. It all seems overrated. What are the menu whisperer's thoughts on anything bacon wrapped? He says, Chris, we all know you people don't have an opinion on this, so please no comments. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. Jewish producer Chris just ordered a chicken club and had me remove the bacon. I understand. I'm respectful of your beliefs. You know how much that hurt me to take the bacon off of it? It hurt me. All right, you know what? I'm going to let that go for Chris. Here's the thing. I had bacon for breakfast, okay? 3 slices of bacon, some scrambly eggs. I'm a bacon man. Like, you like bacon, I like bacon, everyone but Chris, we all like bacon. Okay, I got it. But why do we like bacon? It's salt and fat. That's all. Salt and fat are delicious. Fat is delicious. Salt is delicious. When you combine the two things, they're delicious. I, too, do not like bacon-wrapped things because almost all the time, the bacon is trying to add flavor to something that sucks. Meatloaf people are the worst ones for this. They're the first one that comes to mind. Whenever you trash on the garbage that is meatloaf, you will inevitably get someone who emails in, "You've never had my grandma's special recipe. She wraps it in bacon." I know it's good. It's wrapped in bacon. That doesn't make the meatloaf good. But I have another complaint, too, about bacon-wrapped things. And I went through this at my house when I was trying to stuff jalapenos. I'm a jalapeno freak. It is the most superior pepper out there. I will not hear any arguments otherwise. It's completely versatile. You can put it in everything and should put it in everything. I love jalapenos. So I got these once in the grocery store. They were on sale. got home, cleaned them out, stuffed them full of cheese, and there was some other stuff. Just stuffed them full of things. Did you just sneer at my cheese stuffed jalapenos, Chris? What? Sausage stuffed jalapenos. I didn't have sausage, okay, pal? I had cheese, so that's what I put in them. Anyway, I stuff them full of cheese and everything, and then I wrap them in bacon. Stick a little toothpick in there. I'm trying to follow the YouTube orders, right? Nothing is ever done in the right amount of time. The bacon is either undercooked and everything else is done and you have to pull it off, or the bacon is overcooked and now it's turned into freaking dust. It's awful. Absolutely awful. You know what else is awful? This kind of rhetoric.
This is not Germany. That's the SS and the Gestapo. This is the United States of America. Unmask yourselves.
That's a member of Congress, John Larson of Connecticut. Let's play it again.
This is not Germany. That's the SS and the Gestapo. This is the United States of America. Unmask yourselves.
Oh, I can't wait to have this discussion. We're going to do one more email first. Jesse, does Fred ever lose his footing and slide on the tile in the house if you have tile? I can't imagine a world-famous book author doesn't have a tile floor. Anyway, my little buddy Barkface, he started losing his legs and sliding on the floor. Will rough greens possibly help with this? Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just leveling with you here. I love rough greens, as you know. Rough greens fixed Fred's digestive issues, as you know. Told you that many, many times before. He used to have digestive issues all the time. Now, never. He can even ride in the car now without having problems. Fred still falls down. Okay, he still is really generally pretty useless, to be honest with you. He is the sweetest animal in the history of mankind. But I have seen Fred. Fred's not old. Fred is, I think he's 5. I have seen Fred walk up the stairs. He's walking up the stairs and his feet go out from under him and he just slides and falls down on the stairs. Chris said, how? I have no idea. We all marveled at it. And we're, of course, the whole family jumps. Oh, poor Fred. And then it was extremely embarrassing. I admit it was. But rough greens can help your dog's coat, can help your dog live longer, can help your dog's digestive problems. It's the number one dog supplement in America for a reason. But if you're looking for rough greens to make your golden doodle a useful animal, I don't think it can help with that. Right. It can keep them around longer, but I don't think it can help with that. Free jumpstart trial bag at roughgreens.com, by the way. Use the promo code Jesse. 214-ROUGH-DOG, promo code Jesse. All right, so headline is Democrats double down on the idiocy as the poll shows the huge popularity of Trump's crime-fighting efforts. Okay. It's extremely popular. What he's doing right now is so popular that even the mayor of Washington, D.C. is saying things like this.
Having more federal law enforcement officers on the street. We think having more stops that got to illegal guns has helped.
Why can't the National Party stand for it? We'll talk about this in depth next.